Would you look who it is? One of the greatest running backs in football history, Eric Dickerson, here at NRG Stadium. First and foremost, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're visiting Sealy, I take it. What's going on? What you been doing back in Texas?
Oh, I came back here to see a doctor that I see for my back. So I was here for that for a day, 2 days actually. And then I just decided to stay and bring the family down, and we're going to make it a whole month here in Texas. And I'm born and raised right in Sealy, so I like coming back home.
Well, good. It's good to have you back, by the way.
Thank you.
We couldn't let you leave without asking you a little bit about Arian Foster. We've talked with him over the years, and every time your name comes up, his eyes light up, his ears prick up. He likes talking about you, and he kind of has a few similarities to you. What do you think about Arian Foster as a running back?
Man, I think Arian Foster is one of the best backs in the NFL, and I just wish that he could get the help that he needs. I mean, I think every quarterback really needs a quarterback. Every running back needs a quarterback. I mean, some guy to take the pressure off of you. And you need those carries. You really do. You got to have the carries to put up the numbers. You know, I think, you know, they think you can do it with 15 or 16 carries. You can't. You just can't. You know, sometimes you can have that big run, you know, that 50, 60, 80-yarder, you know, to give you the big numbers. But you need that 25, 30. You have to have them. I mean, it's like a quarterback. A quarterback can't do it throwing it 15 times. I mean, he just can't. So it's the same thing, and I just think that he's that kind of back. I think that if you give him enough carries and give him the weapons that he needs, he's the guy.
Have you crossed paths with him much? Have you talked with him at all?
Yeah. I saw him at Super Bowl 2 years ago. Yeah, we talked for a long time. I didn't know he was such a big fan.
He told
me he's such a big fan. I was a fan. I'm a fan too. You know, because any kind of guy that's a tall guy and kind of runs, you know, kind of upright. And when I first saw him, and some guys we were watching the game and playing cards, and I saw him break. I saw him break on a run, and the guy said, he not running. I said, he's fast. I said, I can tell. I said, he reminds me of myself. I got the same thing. You know, it looked like you're not trying. Look like you're not running hard, but that's how you are when you're kind of an elusive back, you're a big back, and you run fast. You just cover a lot of ground. You don't have to do all that huffing and puffing and moving your body all around. He's that kind of back, and he reminds me of myself in some ways.
Yeah, you know, he's echoed a lot of what you just said about how he runs the ball. I imagine he's peppered you with some questions, with advice, some stuff like that. Anything you can share with us? Some interesting stuff that he brought up
well,
with you.
He asked me this question. He said, "Did you get?" This is what I just said to you, that you're not trying, that you're not running hard. I said, yeah. I got it all the time. I said, it was, you know, I guess the way I ran smooth or whatever you want to call it, it was a gift, but it was a curse also. And it's a gift for him too, but it's a curse in the same breath, because people think that you're not giving 100%, and you are. It just, I hate to say you make it look easy, because it's not easy on that football field, but sometimes he can make it look extremely easy, like he's just kind of loafing. When he's not, and I had the same thing, and that's one thing we talked about. I said, I had it, man. I said, it was just a curse, and you always have to defend yourself. I won't forget, we played the Seattle Seahawks in an exhibition game, and I think I broke for like a 50-yard run, and a fan asked me after the game, man, were you running hard? Are you trying, or are you just holding it back for the regular season? I said, man, I'm running fast out there. So, you know, it's the same thing for him.
You tried hard enough to finish your career as the second leading rusher in NFL history. So I think that'll suffice, right?
Oh, gosh. You know what, man? I was blessed. I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And, you know, I was a guy that never thought about playing in the National Football League. I was talking to my best friend last night. And he said, Dick, he said, remind me of this. You never talked about playing pro football. I said, never. I never thought. I just when the scouts came, and one of my old teammates, Harvey Armstrong, played me at the Colts also, and he came back and he said, man, he's talking about drafting you. I'm like, drafting me for what? He said, to play football. I said, really? I was shocked. I mean, I had no clue. So, you know, I was just blessed.
Amazing. Well, hey, you also are giving a lot of your time. You got something coming up later in the month, don't you?
I have a charity golf event that I'm doing down in Los Angeles on July 24th. It's for the Young Warriors. We teach young men basically how to be young men. They have to go through a program with their mother. The mother has to go through the program with them. Teach them how to, you know, to one day get out and get a job, you know, talk to people, introduce yourself, just how to be a man. And you know, now we're trying to also take the program to young women also, because, you know, all these boys, they don't have dads, they don't have fathers. And the same thing with girls, they don't have fathers. So we want to, you know, try to just give back and help the young youth, you know, how to be young people and how to be help society.
It's a great cause. It's great to see you. Thanks for stopping by. You're always welcome at Energy City.
Always good to see a Mustang.